This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What's up, everybody? Ooh. Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for August 13th, 1980. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going back. We're taking it back. We're taking it back. Why is that, you ask?
Why?
Because The Predator comes out this weekend, I think.
Are you going to go see it?
I don't know, probably not.
Mixed reviews, mixed
feelings. I want to see it, but it's not. It's just not one of those movies that I think is going to be a huge priority. If I can get the misses to see it,
yeah,
then that'll be the difference. Maybe I'll call up like Finnegan and be like, yo, let's go see this movie. Because I feel like that's a Finnegan-style movie.
Yeah, see, I can see you guys doing a little
mandate. Like get a little dinner beforehand.
Yeah.
And then watch Shane Black just drive the Predator series into the fucking ground.
I think it'll be fun. I don't think it's going to be good.
What was it? I think it was yesterday Mr. Yasmin was talking about how he was like Christian Harloff, obviously from Collider.
Yeah.
From the Schmoes, rather. Was talking about how it like... He was just really distraught because it ruined Predator. And I was like, I don't think that this is going to... Like, I didn't look at this as, like, the redemption for the Predators. Let's be honest. The Predator series, while having a few shining moments, has been on decline since 1989.
It's not like it's on the same... It's not this massive, huge...
It's not Alien.
...event.
I mean, it's kind of Alien. But it's, yeah, it's, but not, it's not...
It's not, like,
it's
on
not
a Star Wars exactly, level exactly. kind of thing. Like,
when
I don't,
did Predator
I don't think
out?
It has... That far to fall.
No, I mean, it's on the... It's 1987 it came out. It's on the ground. Oh, we look at that. We stirred the beast. We stirred the beast. Jared Petty from the Press Pool.
Dylan! You son of a bitch!
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
What's the matter, Dylan?
Did you... Well, I was, Blair was here yesterday, and he was talking about the Dan Le Batard show where they interviewed John McTiernan, and one of the... questions they asked him was there any more time in the handshake?
Yeah.
Did you use every second of the handshake?
Or,
and
yeah.
And McTiernan was like, we used every second. Because it was like 27 second long.
It's
bicep
amazing.
Scene. It was pretty amazing.
But like, I kind of wish there was more.
I don't. I think it was perfect. The Predator is a perfect action movie, in my opinion. It makes no sense.
I haven't seen it in quite some time. So maybe I'll go through and rewatch it.
Yeah, there are shows.
See what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited. Jared, are you excited to see The Predator this weekend?
I got mixed feelings. I really do.
How could you have mixed feelings on
this? Because I haven't been overwhelmed by the preview marketing. It has led me
to... The thing is this, though. You know you're going to go into this movie.
Yeah.
I just slipped off my chair. That's fine. I'm good. You know you're going to go in this movie. It's going to be a silly popcorn flick. That's what it's for.
Well, but
this isn't the second coming of Christ.
Different kinds of silly popcorn flicks.
Sure.
You mentioned The Predator. Originally,
yeah.
Or Predator.
Predator.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Predator is part of the John McTiernan trifecta of excellence.
It's the 1-2-3 punch.
Yeah.
Predator, Die Hard, and Hunt for October.
Exactly.
I mean... No, we know this for sure. We fact-checked this. No director has had a better three-movie run than that, ever.
He is fact. Also the man who directed Rollerball. I mean, there's that, too.
Don't... Look, he also directed Basic. There's a whole bunch of movies that he did.
But he did those
that we
three,
don't want to talk about.
And
although
they're
Basic
amazing.
Was, I think he did Basic.
What a run. What a run. But no, I think the Predator mystique would be very difficult to recapture. I think it'd have to be a radical retelling. And a radical retelling in the not DC edgy way. I think a good Predator movie now would have to go even more back to basics than it looks like this one is. And
I think that Shane Black wants to do a Shane Black take on this, and that's what it's going to be. And it's going to probably be a little fast and loose, like most Shane Black movies. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
His movies tend to have a little more space.
They do.
In them
People
than I'd want
off
them
of
to.
The tops of buildings a lot.
There's always a kid. Always a kid. It's usually Christmas time.
Yeah.
I think back to Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is... a guilty pleasure film of mine.
I really like it.
It's a decent movie, but it doesn't necessarily follow the structure that you would want. Like it's a little long in the tooth, and then at some points don't make sense. Coincidence plays a lot into it. Same with The Nice Guys.
Oh,
where you're like, The Nice Guys don't really do anything the entire movie.
No, The
but
Nice
it's still
Guys
fun to watch.
They had me on the I Don't Think I Can Die. That grabbed me. That was beautiful. And the shootout.
I might be invincible. It's like I said, I'm
yeah, and the shootout at the car show where he's taking cover behind the car that's on the rotating platform.
Yeah. That, and it just rotates and he's like, oh shit. The Shane Black movies are, and this is me shooting straight from the hip right now, so feel free to dodge that bullet as it comes at you, Jared. Shane Black scripts are essentially like the first draft. And people look at it and they go, oh, that's fine. Let's go. Let's just have some fun.
That's kind of...
I think most movies,
I like that. I think
like, you would get that draft, right? Yeah. And then executives would pound it down into something plain and vanilla. But that makes more sense, but it's probably a lot more boring. That might be a better movie, but it has like a 90% chance of being a way worse movie.
I think that that is an astute observation. Joey, do you agree, though?
I don't feel like I have a solid enough background in this genre of
Well,
film.
Shane Black, notably... skyrocketed to fame, famously, when he sold the script for Lethal Weapon. Oh. And he originally wrote that. I think he was in his early 20s when he wrote that. Started a bidding war. Mm-hmm. Was one of the first people to sell a script for, I think, over $1 million.
Oh,
Chad
wow.
can correct me if I'm wrong, but I forget how much he sold it for.
Watching Chad.
But it ended up being a huge, huge, huge sale for him.
And whatever they paid was not enough.
It was not enough.
That is a great script.
He was the first person really to nail this sort of, like, post-traumatic stress vet, special ops guy.
Yeah.
And then...
Comedy.
And it was a comedy, but it's like one of the best action movies ever made. Does it make any sense? My brother, by the way.
Do they need seven of them, though, or however many there are?
First off, there's four. How dare you? And yes, we need all four of them.
Even the one with Jet Li.
Dick Donner, if you're watching, a fifth one, I would watch. I would watch that right now.
Going for that Richard Donner film?
Not necessarily. Yeah, I would watch it. What's that?
Not you going for that Richard Donner film?
I'd go for the Dick Donner.
Yeah. Well, Joey, what about The Predator? Where do you fall on the original Predator? I mean, do you enjoy it?
I do. I feel... On the Predator versus Alien thing, I've always been Team Alien, so I don't have like a huge pull.
Same family
though.
That's like saying that's like picking between your mom and your dad. It's the same family unit. That's the same world.
But the
and let us not forget that Blade Runner
is
also in this world. This is the best
family on Team Aliens specifically.
That's so you're a Twizzler family. No.
My family has two
Jesus
big things
Christ.
That they fight
this
about.
This got deep.
Twizzlers versus
this got
Red
real
Vines,
deep.
Which my dad and I are Team Twizzler and my mom is Team Red Vine.
All right.
And then my mom really likes Tupac and my dad really likes Biggie, and I can't make a decision.
Oh, man.
These are the things that tear my family apart.
Cool Greg just got fucking hot right now. he just turned in his chair and, like, as if he didn't know who to throw fucking fists at. He's a man of God now. He's not a man of violence, but he was about to throw fists at something.
If there was anything that was gonna
cool,
pull
Greg.
Him back.
Get on your mic. Biggie or Tupac?
I'm giving it to Big.
All right.
Okay.
All right. These are decisions I don't like making. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are as close to a Sophie's Choice as I hope I'll ever have to make.
Right? I know.
Do you understand that?
I'm fully aware.
I love Red Vines.
Mm-hmm.
And I am firmly, my feet are firmly planted in the Red Vine camp.
Oh, man.
Having
Did you just
said
become
that,
the favorite?
Having said that.
I guarantee my mom's going to be like, we don't need you anymore. We're
well,
just going to take
if
it.
Well, if Mrs. Takagami's watching right now, again, here's the plan. We all come over to your house. We all bring our sleepover stuff. Blankets, unless you have enough of them. Blankets, pillows, all that stuff. We make one giant sleepover pile in your living room. Mm-hmm. And we watch nothing but 1980s. Horror movies that are set in Christmas time. We're talking Gremlins. I can't think of any more.
Die Hard.
We're talking Die Hard.
I guess it's not horror, it's action.
Well, how about 1980s movies set in Christmas time?
Okay.
And we do this for like a Halloween style. I'll tell you what, we'll broaden it out. 1980s movies that are set during Halloween or Christmas.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
But they have to have like an action, horror, sci-fi theme to them.
Oh, I'm into this. Yeah.
Now, you talk to your dad. I don't want to put your dad out. What I'll do, here's my contribution to this. We're going to order whatever the family pizza place is. Do you have a family pizza place, or are you guys like a Pizza Hut, Domino's?
My family doesn't really eat a ton of pizza.
So we're going to order round table pizza.
Okay.
And we're going to get, I would order Papa John's, but they're super racist, I guess. So we got to do round table pizza.
Okay.
That's going to come. We're going to get so much of it that you're never going to want to eat pizza again.
Okay.
And we're just going to slow play that pizza like it owes us money, you know? Like it's
pizza all night.
All night. Brownies, baked goods. We'll make stuff. And then we'll just watch nothing but movies.
Okay.
How does this sound?
And this sounds great.
Your mom
Giant
can hang out.
Things of popcorn.
We may or may not booze it up a little bit.
That's
if
not
Kevin's
an issue
there,
in
we're
my
definitely
going
to booze it up.
I just
want to
chime in for a second. I heard the round table talk and I'm loving it. I just want to be clear, we are not ordering any Hawaiian. None. But,
okay, good.
I am
no,
fine.
It's unacceptable.
But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to sneak in a small Hawaiian pizza.
No.
Just
the Takagami household is not a household of Hawaiian pizza.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, I don't care. I don't care
excellent.
If we get the pineapple pizza. Pineapple on pizza, the argument, while I know is a joke, is mm-hmm. so asinine
is it,
to me.
Is it a joke?
People are, yeah, nobody
really cares.
I have
some
really
real feelings.
Nobody
really,
really
cares.
Oh, if you see a pineapple pizza, you just stay away from it. Mm. Right?
Unless you're absolutely
it's
drunk.
Like it's like my Italian totally grandmother. Wasted. You see her, you cross the street. You stay away from her. You don't want that guilt. You don't want that pain. That bad, acrid taste in your mouth. What the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, do we ever know?
No, Shane Black. We were talking about Shane Black.
Movies. And then we lost Jared.
Shane Black, great. But throughout the years has played it fast and loose with a lot of his movies. They're great. Uh-huh. He's like Tarantino, where it's like a specific style.
Yeah.
And you either like that style or you don't. I like the style, but sometimes I think it needs to be tightened a little bit. I think a lot of his movies could be a lot better if he just trimmed the fat on them. Mm-hmm. But I also feel that way about a lot of things. And he's out there making movies, and I'm here doing this show with you. That was not a blast against you at all. I'm just saying... I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
If the conclusion you're trying to get to is that Shane Black and I are on different levels, I totally agree.
No, I was trying to get the conclusion that Shane Black and I are on different levels.
Oh, okay.
You
okay
are on your own level.
Also
and it's
true.
A special, beautiful level.
Thank you.
All right. This is the kind of funny morning show. And we do this every...
He did Monster Squad 2?
Yeah.
As well?
He wrote that. See the movies he did? Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang, Lethal Weapon 4. The Long Kiss Goodnight, which a lot of people liked. I don't think I've ever seen that. It's with Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson. Hmm. Last Action Hero... That don't sleep on that. It's actually a good movie. It was just well before its time.
Mm.
And I'm sure Jared will hear that and run back in to tell me that. He did The Last Boy Scout, which I also love. One of my favorite
movies. I
haven't seen that
either.
Damon Wayans, Bruce Willis. It's great.
Mm.
It's great. It makes no sense, but it's great.
Mm.
And then Grant Jemima in the chat says, don't forget Iron Man 3. Well, how could we ever forget Iron Man 3? Clearly the pinnacle of that series. All right. Let's go into some housekeeping, Cool Greg. Give me the graph. Give me that graphic, that sweet, nasty graphic.
You think you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
It's Thursday and it's past 9 a.m., which means it's Spider-Man in review time. That's not this. We didn't put a link in here for you, Cool Greg. Go to the channel. People know what we look like. If you didn't know, we're doing every Spider-Man movie in review with the exception of Homecoming, because we've already reviewed that. So today's, if you want to stay current with us, we are re-reviewing Spider-Man 3, the Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi, James Franco masterpiece.
Musical extravaganza.
That is Spider-Man 3. And holy calamity. Here's the thing, we've taken some heat.
Yeah.
For the Spider-Man in review series.
People have...
A lot of people giving a shit for saying you guys are bashing these movies way too hard. Like
ruining
Spider-Man
my
2
childhood.
Here's the deal. Some movies hold up, like The Predator or Predator, like Die Hard, like Lethal Weapon.
Aliens.
And some movies you go back and watch and you just think, thank God it's not 2006 anymore. Thank God it's not 2002 anymore. Thank God we're not in this era where people don't understand what to do with a Spider-Man.
Look at Andy's hair in this.
Andy's
going for
a beautiful
that
little
McGuire
boy.
Look
at how beautiful he is.
You did see the picture yesterday. He was like dying in London.
Well, Andy hasn't. Has he traveled internationally before?
Mm-hmm.
Tim hasn't either. And this is what Tim's like, yeah, I'll be told. I'm like, dude, you just got to be careful.
Australia, totally different flight than this one.
Well, Australia, because you wake up and it's like, same time zone, just different day.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like 3 hours off. That's way easier.
But it's just a different day, so you're not really worried about it. Like right now in London, it is almost 10 o'clock at night. If that makes sense. Did I do that right? Yeah. 11,
no.
12. No.
No.
It's almost
like 8
o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's almost 8 o'clock at night. I wish I could read a 24-hour scale, but I just can't do it.
That's how
fucked up would you be right now if all of a sudden you just got skyrocketed to 8 p.m.? It would mess you up, right?
Yeah.
You'd be up till 6, 7 in the morning and then want to go to bed. So they're going to be screwed when they get back.
Yeah. I feel like going there is easier than coming back here.
Coming back's the worst.
But I'll
tell you why. Because
you wake up
so early. Because you wake up so early. Like the last time when I came back from Denmark, I woke up at like 5 in the morning and I just went over. I walked
out. Why is that a good thing?
Because, let me explain it to you. Was she like this growing up, Mrs. Takagami?
Like mornings or where I interrupted?
Where she just interrupts constantly. Yeah, I am the person on this show who interrupts constantly everyone. As people so pleasantly and delightfully like to remind me occasionally in the comments on YouTube. Nick, and I quote, Nick, shut up and let your guest talk every once in a while.
Yeah,
it's not called the guest show, everyone. It's called the morning show. I don't know what that means. What the hell?
5 o'clock in the morning. You come back from Denmark.
I come back from Denmark. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I wake up. My wife's still asleep. I'm letting her sleep because we got to try to de-jet lag here. I walk over. Street sweepers are out. A couple people are out doing yoga.
You say street sweepers though, like it's a calming thing. It's loud and obnoxious.
No, it's, you know, the city is still asleep.
Okay.
But I'm awake, mm-hmm. right? And I get to go, and I walk over to my little coffee shop that's on the corner, and I get a bagel and a cup of coffee, and I just watch the city come alive. You sit there for a couple hours, watch the city come alive, read a book. Uh-huh. It's very relaxing. You don't understand how much you're bombarded with senseless, needless shit on a daily basis until you're too tired to focus on that stuff, and you just relax and sit at a coffee shop every once in a while.
Mm.
Joe, you're living the life. You're in your 20s. You're
not
out there.
Not for very much longer.
You're out there doing God knows what with God knows who, Mrs. Takagami. I'm keeping an eye. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I had a crazy night last night in bed by 9:30. Oh, my best friend from high school is in town, so we went and had dinner.
But you were in bed by 9:30?
Yeah.
You're living the life. Tell you what, right now, you're living the life. Jared! Now we'll talk later. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, right, fan mail tier. You guys saw it yesterday. I will continue to fill out my fan mails from last month. You're getting them all. And man.
So funny.
Some of these straight from the noggin. The most of you who wrote stuff in there that were like, hey, I want you to write this to this person. For the most part, I did that.
Or a variation of that.
Or some variation of that that made it a little nasty. Just a little sticky.
Just a little bit.
You know what I mean? Like a little, when you're like, why is it sticky? Don't ask that question. That's what you're going to get in the mail. Those are going to go out this week. So look, if you guys backed us the $50 fan mail tier on either Patreons last month, keep an eye out for a package that looks suspiciously like a headshot of yours truly, because that's coming. But we got something better for you this month. It's Spider-Man month. So on our Patreon Prime, cool, great, bring this up. We're selling this cool art print of Straight with Spider-Man hanging out with his best friend, Spider-Man. And then over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, we're giving away this PS4 cover. Cool, Greg, click over to that bad boy. That's what you're going to get.
So good.
Signed by Greg Miller himself, the photographer for Shirtless Spider-Man.
Yes.
I never noticed that Shirtless Spider-Man in this is wearing the red Spider-Man booties.
Yes.
It just makes it a little European.
It
reminds me of someone from Italy.
Never seen Greg wear anything other than black Converse.
No, he likes black Converse a lot. And
that's how you know it's not Greg Miller.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, what do we got? Let's Play Party streaming.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Right now, if you are a Rooster Teeth First member, this weekend, you'll be able to watch a couple different iterations of the Let's Party London extravaganza that's going on. It's very similar to our spring break Let's Play reunion
thing. Yeah, it's a Let's Play reunion thing. They're going to be shenanigans. You'll see Greg get fucked up and
started
dress up
at 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, Christ.
So I did not watch very much of this. But they'll be doing broadcasts over the next couple days if you're a first member. Maybe there's some cool incentives for watching, like discount codes and all that kind of fun stuff.
There you go.
RoosterTeeth.com/live.
You'll never know. But don't check it out right now.
No.
Stay with us.
I think it's over now.
I'm trying to go over to Fiona's page and subscribe. And I've already let the cat out of the bag.
Oh.
I tried to do it.
Yeah.
But didn't think that my subscription's not up per month, because I think I do it basically mid-month.
Yeah.
So now she's expecting it.
Uh-huh.
So now it's not a fun surprise anymore. I like when people feel like, oh my God, you know, the king has come down from his throne.
Yeah, you get all the presents at once. This you're kind of like...
Exactly.
You told them what you were going to get.
Now you know you're getting the car.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
And now you just have to wait.
Yeah, and now you see it, you're not going to be as excited. So
yeah,
I feel
it's like,
bad about
it's
that.
This thing.
But remember, if you guys have Amazon Prime and you want to subscribe to this channel, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I'm giving mine to Fiona, who is, what is her channel?
Zuranix.
Zuranix. She's one of the streamers in our community that's doing a great job. Joey vouches for her, so
she also
co-leads
our Extra Life team.
There you
which
go,
which is awesome.
Okay.
And then the last thing.
Yeah, what do we got? Oh, Christ, there's more.
There's a different.
You know, most people just skip this section.
I know. There's a different link now that I didn't think to put in for Cool Greg because I didn't think about it. But this morning, Greg, Tim, and Andy announced that they are hijacking the Kind of Funny community meetup in London on tomorrow at the O2, which is a giant arena. They're gonna get some cheeky Nandos. Pretty sure that's where the whole thing is. Sweet McFixer, look at Greg's Twitter page, because that's where the
this is 7 p.m. outside the O2 Arena. It's a big arena, so make sure you know where to meet up. If not, just keep walking around in a circle. You'll hit him eventually.
That's
you'll
a great
hear
thing about
Greg
circles.
Screaming eventually.
Yeah, look for the obnoxiously shirtless, slightly offensive British accent screaming, and there
it's
you go.
Very offensive. It's a very offensive British accent.
But is it offensive, or is it like kind of endearing?
I don't know. Maybe people that are British in the YouTube comments can let us know.
It's YouTube probably comments
not a
in
ton
the
of
chat.
Them watching right now, but
let us know.
Let us know.
I think they are.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's yeah. I guess it's only 8 o'clock their time, so they should. They could still be watching.
They. You could.
You could.
Is it 8 p.m.?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how time works.
Memenado. Memenado? I don't know. Something like that says, yeah, no, it's offensive.
Yeah, no, super offensive. Of course, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we'll take tips throughout the show. Here's your reminder. Cool, Greg, roll that graphic.
Give me your fucking money!
There you go. We have two tips right now. Richard Draken says, successfully defended my chemistry PhD thesis on Monday.
Holy cow.
I've been following your content since 2015, and I want to give Nick a special shout-out. The morning show has been an awesome, hilarious distraction. Thank you for that, Richard, and we appreciate you, and congratulations. Apparently, you have to defend your thesis.
You do.
So what happens is, and Richard, if you're watching right now, please correct me if I'm wrong. You write a thesis paper. You spend a couple years researching it, writing it. Mm-hmm. Then you put it in the middle of a jiu-jitsu mat, mm-hmm. and then five black belts come at you.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to keep them away from it by just arm-barring the shit out of all of them.
That's
and it can
a
last
lot.
5 minutes if you're really good at it, or 3 hours, depending on how bad you are at jiu-jitsu. I think that's how this works.
Are jiu-jitsu lessons / classes / whatever way you learn jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. are those included in the thesis process, or is that
I assume,
training you have to do on the outside?
I assume as a chemistry PhD, I assume jiu-jitsu is a core curriculum in chemistry.
Got it.
Because you're constantly rubbing your bodily fluids on another person.
And then you can study those.
I assume you just culture it mm-hmm. and then put it in and go, I've cured cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things are so much easier.
I know. In my mind. If only my brain, the things that went in my brain were a reality. What a life that would be.
I think the bad outweighs the good on that.
How dare you. How dare you. I'm going to read this next tip, and I want you to think about where we're going to lunch. Joshua okay. K. gave us a tip and said, here's my 28th birthday tax. Thank you for the endless laughs at work and the strange looks from passersby that come with it. Keep getting naked with that chicken, Joshua K. at Wanderer King, the Wanderer King. Thank you, Joshua. Ooh. Probably Oliver gave us our final tip for right now. It's so bummed I can't be with you guys this weekend in London. It's the one weekend he's away. Hope you beautiful boys make it back to the UK next year. Fun MMA clip for Nick. Love you all. Cool, Greg, cue that up. We'll watch that. You know what, right now? Is it going to be good? We'll see what happens. Cool, dun, dun, dun. Greg, doing some stuff. There he is. Let's see it. All right, here we are. Jesus.
That's very, oh my gosh.
That is, it's just so much. I forget the name of the guy in the American trunks, but he trips me out because he always reminds me of a jacked out Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
But he used to brutalize people, and I can't remember his name. Chat, who is that guy? Don Fry, thank you. Oh, he beat him. That's what happens.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is what it used to look like, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's a lot more refined. No, it's pretty much still barbaric like this. Yeah, Don Fry, that was pride fighting. That was back in the day where, like, there's certain rules in mm-hmm. UFC that's specifically there so that people don't die. One of which is you can't knee people while they're on the ground. And I think back in the day in Pride, when Pride was still a thing, you could do that. And so you'd have these guys that would hold their opponent in north-south position, basically, like, so their legs this way, their head that way, so mm-hmm. north-south. And they would just queue up on them, just fucking kneeing them right in the top of the head. It was.
Why would they? That's so. Why would you do that?
Because you gotta win, Joey. You gotta be a winner.
Can you like win rock, paper, scissors or something?
Nah, you can do whatever you
need. Less violent.
You just gotta do what you gotta do. All right. Cool, Greg. Let's go into some news real quick and then we'll check out some other stuff. Keep going.
Just do it. News.
We are playing it so fast and so loose
yeah.
on this show today. And I gotta tell you,
you just go.
It's really turning me on. I can't believe I brought that joke back in that context.
Honestly, it's a really good, it's a good bit.
It's only good when Andy does it. When I do it, it's creepy. When Andy does, you're like, yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Because you don't sexual do organs.
You don't
do it. It's not real. It's
well,
like,
Andy
when, it's
does
like,
an
like, you don't think of a Pomeranian as being sexy, but you look at this sleek, wet seal, and you think to yourself, that guy's someone that you don't want near your daughter.
But you just say the words. Andy does the impression. I think that's
I
the difference.
Tell you, it's really turning me on. See, I can't do it. When Andy does, you're like, that is Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
When like, I do it, it's just a creepy eyes, version Brett of Michaels. Myself doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
Top on the news stories today. Are you keeping up with all this Norm MacDonald madness?
Yes.
So this dropped yesterday. I didn't see it. We had a bunch of great... We had all the whole Henry Cavill maybe not being Superman thing yesterday.
Yeah.
So this kind of flew underneath the radar for me. But I wanted to touch on this very briefly. Yeah. Norm MacDonald apologizes again. And I apparently had to apologize for his apology.
Yeah.
Because
great.
He's just digging himself a deeper and deeper hole here. The thing is, I feel like... There's a discussion to be had here. To look at the to try and paint Norm in a positive light, to see the to be the devil's advocate on this. And okay. Again, I'm not before everyone oh, everyone's like, "Oh, well, yes, blast him."
Only that cool, Greg.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. His point is that is the same point that you've heard a lot with mm-hmm. with the Me Too movement and with people who are being accused from things and their lives completely disappear, which is that It's a dangerous point that we've gotten to. So he made a comment where he said, "I'm glad the Me Too movement has slowed down." Which mm-hmm. right there, you're like, that was a bad thing to say.
Not
the
a great
you,
opener.
The way you phrased that, not gonna go well from this point on. If I ever said something like that, I would just get up and leave.
Yeah.
And then just get off Twitter for a month because you know that that's not the right way. His point was, I'm glad we're being a little bit more. I want like. We're not jumping to conclusions so harshly mm-hmm. now as we were at the beginning of this. And he tried to use examples of the people who have gotten accused by multiple women versus the people who have gotten accused by one woman, i.e. The Louis C.K.'s, the Weinsteins, versus the Chris Hardwicks, right? Who was mm-hmm. just one person came out and said something and then it interrupted his entire career.
Did it?
So I get, no. And that was his point of like, okay, people have done investigations, and there's a little bit more of a judiciary process happening now than there was. Again, not well-founded, not well-articulated points, shooting from the cuff. Then he goes on to say that Roseanne Barr and Louis have suffered a lot because all of their lives have basically everything they worked for their entire life just went up in smoke in one day. And that's a point that I think needs to be made. However, he took it a step farther and said... And this is, I think this might have been the point of no return for him, that the victims didn't have to deal with that.
The biggest eye roll
so,
of all eye rolls.
Now, again, people. He's talking in an interview very free form. These are not PR statements that he put out. These are shooting from the hip, like not thinking about the ramifications of his words. He has gone back and apologized for that. But during his apology.
Another eye roll.
He said on the Howard Stern show, which again is the Howard Stern show and is a place known for incendiary, like crazy style content, that you'd have to be, he said, of course the victims went through something bad. You'd have to have, and I think he was going to say the word retarded, but instead chose not to and chose, he was like, I shouldn't say that. So he chose to say Down syndrome. You'd have to have Down syndrome to not think that the victims went through something bad, basically, as I'm paraphrasing. So he has to apologize for that right now.
Yeah.
Because that's also not a good look for Norman. So he's just basically digging himself deeper and deeper.
How many more shovels do we need to hand the guy?
I don't know. God bless Norm MacDonald. He's just...
A lot.
It's not going well for old Norm MacDonald.
No. I think, yeah. Yeah. There's problematic statements in everything he's publicly said so far.
Yeah. He's digging himself a hole here.
Yeah. And I totally believe he's coming from a place of like, these are people I know and have relationships with and they've lost a lot, but mm-hmm. I think it's very tone deaf to not
think about the other side of things. Personally speaking, as mm-hmm. a person who is a comic and who goes out there and says crazy stuff, mm-hmm. It is dangerous for if you're not the person that committed the sin or the crime or the crime against humanity or whatever you want, mm-hmm. if you're a person who wants to talk about that person or paint them in any light other than being the dark demon, like spawn of Satan, you're going to get blown up right now. That is dangerous. It is dangerous that we can't have a conversation about what is it like for Roseanne Barr right now. Yes, she made a terrible tweet, and yes, she deserves to get fired, and yes, we all agree that she's the second coming of the fucking devil. But what's like?
I don't think anyone thinks that.
I think a lot of people do think that. I think a lot of people want her to go away and die and put a bullet in her head. So the question becomes, well, exactly. So why can't we talk about that kind of thing? Now, granted, in Norm's specific example right here, he did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Where I think what he was trying to say was, in as much of a positive way as he possibly could, hey, we should be having a conversation about what it's like for my friend who made this horrible mistake. Like, what is that path back to redemption, if there is one? Can we forgive? Can we learn from that? Can we move on? But instead, he decided to say that they have a worse time than the victims.
Yeah.
And so, what are you going to do? To answer some people's questions in the chat, by the way, Norm Macdonald is a comedian. He's a stand-up comic. He's had a couple shows on TV, and he used to be
on SNL.
He was one of the people who took over the Weekend Update after... No, it wasn't after Chevy left. He did the Weekend Update back in the 90s.
He used to be Burt Reynolds.
And he was the worst
Reynolds.
At it. And he did Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy. And
it was so good.
The funniest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. So, I don't know.
Welcome.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck
not
him.
He has not had a good...
I'm not going to say fuck him. Here's the thing. Run. He clearly made a mistake. Wasn't thinking about what he was saying. Shot from the hip again. Made a mistake. I don't think it's the end all be. I don't think it's the end of the world. Clearly, he recognizes that the way he was speaking was inappropriate and insensitive. He's already
apologized. Do you
apologized
think he made a mistake, or do you think that he's responding to public backlash?
No, I think he realizes that like what he was saying was not well thought out and was very insensitive. Norm Macdonald, by the way, if Norm Macdonald wanted to make a joke about something, would not be apologizing for this. I think he made a very sincere comment that was. That was not indicative of what he was like feeling, and just was not well spoken in the moment, and just said something stupid and realizes it, and then said something stupid again to try. You know how when I get embarrassed, I make even a worse joke.
Keep talking,
and then it's just like shut up, just shut the fuck up. I think his publicist needed to be like, let's just take you away from the camera and from Twitter for a few days, and then let you come back with an apology, and let's move on. Again, I don't think this is going to be the end all. I don't think this is going to be the end of Norm Macdonald's career.
I don't think so either.
But I think that it's.
On the scale,
you gotta be
things,
a little smarter these days because the news cycles go fast.
That we're working through as a society right now, I feel like maybe we should work on like the people actually doing these actions versus the people that are making commentary.
Yeah, I think the more interesting aspect is what is like. I'm fascinated to see what does happen with Roseanne Barr. I am fascinated to see what does happen with Louis C.K. I don't really have a dog in either of those races or a horse in either of those races, dog in either of those fights. Mm-hmm. I don't really care if Louis C.K. or Roseanne Barr mount a comeback.
Yeah.
I don't, but I do think that it's a fascinating time in our society right now and in with social issues to see what happens. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't necessarily
think... Like,
Louis
C.K. coming back is fascinating to me because I want to see how people react. Well, obviously, he tried to come back and people reacted very negatively to that.
I think it's a little bit hard when we put everybody in the same bucket because I don't necessarily think that that's the case of, like, Louis C.K., I think, kind of... belongs in the higher echelon because it was a repeated behavior.
No, he did something. He did something gross.
Versus like Aziz Ansari, who had one person
that we know of. We'll see.
Yeah, so far that's come out that like that story could be.
Obviously there are orders of magnitude.
Yeah, have you ever read the short story Cat Person?
I have.
Okay, so it's kind of like that where it's. Pairing these two perspectives back and forth of like, you can see how
absolutely.
Communication is
absolutely
was not great and misreading signals. And how do you learn that? And I think there's
we did a topic about Cat Person, about that story.
Have we?
Yeah, I think Tim was very big on it for a while.
Yeah.
GM made Tim read it and Tim was all about that for a while.
Yeah, G and I talk about it all the time in light of these
No, it's
issues.
Very fascinating. I mean, we I don't want to get down the rabbit hole too far of like the dating dynamics between young men and women, but it's terrifying. Cool, Greg. Mr. Yasmin was saying that Henry Cavill had an interesting Instagram post. Can you go to his Instagram and see what's going on there?
Mm.
While you do that, though, let's talk about Jon Hamm.
I love this topic.
Now, Jon Hamm.
What part of Jon Hamm are we talking about?
Let's talk about his hair, for Christ's sake. Every single time I watch a Jon Hamm anything.
Okay.
Anytime he's in anything and my wife is in the room, it's just a ticking clock countdown
until
she says, God damn, he's good looking.
He is.
He's so good looking.
I'm just gonna pull.
Are you? Did you just Google pictures of John Hamm? Maybe. He looks great with a beard too.
I like this John Hamm where he has the shorter hair, the glasses, a little bit of the 5 o'clock shadow going on.
No, I like the my hair is beautifully sculpted Don Draper hair with a beard John Hamm.
I like the 5 o'clock shadow with the glasses. It's a good one.
Okay, so let's. Well, great. Bring up the John Hamm story. We'll talk about that real quick, and then we'll talk about. Now, you know what? Let's talk about Henry Cavill first, because that could have ramifications.
Also, not opposed to talking about this.
Oh, right, Joey.
He's very attractive.
He's not bad looking. We talked yesterday about how he's got more definition in his nose than I do in my entire body. Click on the video, and let's hear what he has to say. Because I'm guessing he's like, "Yo, I'm still Superman."
Today was exciting.
Let's see. Or not. I don't know what this means.
I don't either.
If we get claimed for this song, I'm gonna be so pissed off. Well,
I'm very confused as to what this
means. I think this is him confirming that he's still Superman, but without confirming it, which still means that he's probably, who the hell knows? And again, I don't even care. Because I care so little for that world right now that it doesn't really matter to me. Recast another Superman. Who gives a shit?
Bring back Tom Welling, man. Let's just go back to the best of the best.
No, just bring back...
Tom Welling.
Tear it all down and start from scratch.
With Tom Welling.
No, just tear it all down. Bring up this next story, Cool Greg.
Speaking of...
Over on IGN, Colin Stevens writes, John Hamm, best known for his role as Don Draper from Mad Men. How dare you? He was in Tag and he was phenomenal in that.
Oh
says,
my gosh.
He would don the black cowl as Batman under the right circumstances. In an interview on In Depth with Graham Bensinger via The Hollywood Reporter, John Hamm was asked if he was aware of the rumors and hopes that he might play Batman. He ultimately responded positively to the idea, so long as the script is good. Quote, it depends on the script, what the story is, said Hamm. I'm a huge comic book fan, always have been. I've read comics since I was 9 or younger, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about a lot of them, and I still like the genre, and I like when they're done well. It depends on the story. It all comes down to the story.
I'm into it.
I mean, doing an older Batman, like a Dark Knight Returns or a Kingdom Come Batman would be amazing with him.
I am so in.
But I also think that if you, like, I love Greg's suggestion of you do Kingdom Come. You do The Dark Knight Returns, but you do it with the older versions of them. Mm-hmm. John Hamm plays Superman because he's just a slightly aged Superman because he's Kryptonian. Yeah. And you bring back Michael Keaton as Batman. That would be amazing.
And also, yeah, I'm not opposed to that. I think that he would make a way better Bruce Wayne than he would a Clark Kent.
I think he'd do a great Bruce Wayne, yeah.
I think he'd be, like, the older Playboy bachelor.
Yeah, he's nailed it.
1,000%.
Scroll down on this story, Cool, where I can bring this up. Just look at this. Look at how open... his shirt is here. You telling me that you're not staring into this guy's eyes after a couple gimlets and you're not thinking I'm going to make out with that beautiful mouth?
Yeah.
If you're not thinking that right now, boy or girl, you're lying. Because you're thinking about getting lost in those baby, in those dreamy eyes.
I love it.
Just running your hand through his hair. Maybe you get stuck because it's so thick, you know?
I wouldn't be opposed to him going a little bit more salt and pepper before we cast him in this.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure he could. I'm sure he puts a touch of gray.
Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
I don't know.
The beard stuff. You don't understand this. You don't understand what it's like to be a man and graying.
Okay, we're going to talk about the
you
complications
don't get how hard
of
it is to be a male in this society. Do you understand me?
Okay, so I was watching last night this series that's on Netflix.
What's
I don't remember what it's called, but it's produced.
This show is real. Why do you people watch this show?
Netflix... I'm gonna get there. I have to figure out what it's called.
The Time
Follow
Warrior.
This. It's
Follow
on
this.
Netflix.
Okay.
It's 20 minute episodes, and they go through like different phenomenons that are currently on the internet. So mm-hmm. The first episode is about ASMR. They have ones about
preppers. I saw the preview for that. I saw the
like
girl
that.
Who was like, I'm gonna whisper in your ear. Right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
She's like,
the ASMR
touch,
one
I'm
creeps me out.
Right
it makes me feel
now.
Very uncomfortable. I don't like it.
Well, it's weird because, yeah.
But they have the next one that I'm about to watch is about men's rights activists, which I find fascinating.
Listen, we are a marginalized group of people, Joey, and we deserve
rights. You
took
a lot of
too.
Eye rolls on this we show just, this morning. I just
if you're listening
everywhere.
To this, if you're listening to the podcast only, Joey has given me about 400 eye rolls to this point, and rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Not usually at you, just usually directed at the story subjects.
Yeah.
But I am just fascinated at, like, what a lot of my life I live is just like, I don't understand this.
I think we live in a world where everyone just wants to feel safe and special. And to which I like to reply to a lot of people, none of us are special. None of us are safe. They can come for you at any time.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? So gird your loins.
Ooh.
What's up?
Liquid Zero, I think, said make Jeffrey Dean Morgan Batman.
He'd be a good Batman.
I also would be very
loved him as the comedian in Watchmen.
I never saw Watchmen.
I think that was the name of his character. Really? If you go on Amazon Prime right now, I think they have the ultimate cut, which is like 30 minutes longer. It's fucking great.
Okay.
It's the one. It's Zack Snyder did two movies very early in his career that will forever like keep a special place for him in my heart.
Watchmen and 300?
Watchmen and 300. Phenomenal. I read both of those comics.
Mm-hmm.
300, very easy to read.
Did not know that 300 was a comic.
It's a graphic
novel. I've also never seen Frank Miller.
Frank Miller was 300. I think Alan Moore was Watchmen. Watchmen, great, great graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did a very good interpretation of it. And everyone's like, oh, it's too close to the source material, blah, blah, blah. Except he changed the ending, which was a smart call because the ending of the graphic novel is really weird.
Mm.
It's similar endings. Doesn't matter. It's phenomenal. Yeah. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays... he plays a character in that's very Batman-esque, except he's, like, brutal and kind of a... I'll say it.
Like if Batman killed kind of a thing?
Well, if Batman killed, had a drinking problem, and maybe beat women.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
It's a lot of different character quirks to
So I guess really nothing like Batman. but very much, like, I love him, and I like that actor.
Yeah.
And he was in the last season of The Good Wife.
Oh.
And man, him and Julianna Margulies making out. Joey.
Interesting.
It's everything.
It's everything.
It's everything.
I feel like my only recent Jeffrey Dean Morgan frame of reference, and it's not even recent, but as the dad on Supernatural, where he plays like a very like gruff ghost hunter.
He's another one of those guys that when he's on screen, it's just a matter of time. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Before my wife goes like this. You know, he'll just say something. He's got that way of talking, and he'll just...
He has a great voice.
I'm just going to talk in the lower register. And he kind of looks at you like no matter... He has the look that I've tried for so long to curate and cultivate in myself, which is, it's a look that says, without saying it overtly, it just gets across that no matter what happens in this conversation, you and I still make it out. So, like, well, no matter what you say, no matter how much you don't think it's going to happen, at the end of the day, whoever he's talking to, he's still making out with. It's sexy. Clooney has the same look, and John Hamm has the same look.
It's like the very low-key understanding confidence.
Yeah, it's confidence. It's, he knows,
but it doesn't come off as cockiness. Because it's not overcompensating for anything.
It's just, it's a foregone conclusion. It's like, I know we're getting lunch today. So I don't have to worry about lunch.
Yeah.
I just know we're getting lunch. You go like, we're not getting lunch. I'm like, I know we're getting lunch today. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Interesting.
Joe?
I also think, well, maybe not. I was going to say Jeff Goldblum. But I feel like he is, I don't think it's like a sexual thing as more as it's just like, he, from what I've read and understood from people that have met him, that he just like, bores deep into your soul.
Jeff Goldblum is one of those guys that I would just, I'd just go off with, man. Wherever he wants to go, let's go. Life's going to take me with Jeff Goldblum, I know that it'll end prematurely. I know that it will end when I don't want it to. I'll want more of it.
He'll always leave you wanting more.
He'll always leave me wanting more. But just like the kid in Almost Famous, you'll look back on it and go, that's exactly what I needed for that time in my life.
Okay.
Just like Cameron Crowe, that's what I'll need.
So, at Alamo Drafthouse, they're showing Almost Famous in a couple weeks. Oh, but
good movie.
But it's, they do happening. This thing called Riffer's Delight, which I've been meaning to talk to you about anyways, because I think you'd be really good at this.
Okay.
And I don't know how they get people for this. But they show a movie, and then they have, like, two or three, like, local comedians over it. G and I were not aware of this when we bought tickets to see She's All That, and we were, like, kind of a little bit upset.
Yeah, because you just wanted to see the movie, because it's great.
But I think that you'd be really good at that.
I would totally do it.
So
I should look into that.
Yeah.
Because as you guys know, I am the premier comedian in San Francisco now. After a little less than 2 years of doing comedy, I'm safe to say that I'm the best that this town has to offer.
Correct.
There's a lot of people that are a lot funnier than me who would do the job better, but they're not me.
They're not you.
So that's what the important thing is.
Plus, you have the breadth of movie knowledge.
I have movie knowledge that as I podcast, mm-hmm. I am proving to myself more and more is completely faulty and is basically just built on stilts and cracks. Bring up this next news story, Cool Greg, because this is what I really need to know. My wife needs a new iPhone, so I need to go through this story with you all right now
and figure out
which one she needs. Are we up? We're up. Okay, this is a story from The Verge, how to pick your new iPhone. Okay. Now, again, I haven't read this story. I'm not Tim. And sometimes I do these stories so that if Tim watches back this part, he goes, why didn't you do some research? And I'm like, well,
who
cares?
You know that Tim doesn't watch back these things.
I know, he doesn't care. How to pick between the new iPhone X, so XS, XS Max, and XR. Mm-hmm. I was corrected yesterday because it's not X, of course. It is XS, XS Max, and XR. What's up, Kev?
No, I'm just coming here to look at all these facts and have some opinions, maybe.
All right, so first...
How much does D care about having...
She doesn't give a fuck. She's probably going to get an 8.
Why don't you give her your phone and you take the new one?
Because I'm on Verizon and she's on AT&T.
You guys have to stop that. You guys are married.
I've told her that 1,000 times. Is that a strip waffle?
It sure is.
No, I'm okay for now.
Shout out to whoever sent these to us.
Yeah. She goes,
I have one for breakfast.
She goes, no, I don't want to be on your plan because I like that I can call and Google things at the same time, which is you still can't do on Verizon because you can't, the way the network works, you can't use the network while you're on a phone call. And I'm like, cool, then I'll switch over to AT&T. And she goes, no, because then what if I don't get reception that one time when we need it and you do get reception?
So weird.
That's so funny.
Weird. Now, are they're different networks?
They are different networks.
It's like GSM versus the other one?
Something like that. Okay. To the point where I don't...
One of the things they're doing is dual SIM cards. Right?
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of that?
If you travel internationally, it's easy to switch over to a different plan.
Which I really like. So I think she needs that. But I mean, you could just call up Verizon and be like, hey, give me the $50 like extra month for like 50 minutes or whatever, which I do when I travel. And then it never works. And then I get the bill back and I'm like, cool, that was like,
my phone worked all over Italy, no problem. I mean, I called Sprint, but like there was an additional $10 charge. I think it was for the month.
I get on the Vodafone network or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's totally fine, but it ended up, I don't think that like, for whatever reason, when I said, hey, I want the data plan, it just didn't end up connecting me to the... I just couldn't do it in certain places. But I also didn't... I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to, like... Here's a fun trick when you travel. Just go to Starbucks and log on to their free Wi-Fi. And then you're good.
Yeah.
When I was in London, it was, like, the Nero Cafe. I would just go and, like, buy a coffee, and they'd give me the login. I would just do all the shit that I needed to do there. Or the hotel. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's all... The beautiful thing about traveling now is that, like... 20 years ago, when you traveled, you actually had to know shit and like use maps. Now you just your phone.
It just makes
everything better. Yeah, and everyone speaks English.
And even now too, when you travel, if you put your phone on airplane mode, but you have a map thing, it'll still keep it loaded. And
yeah, you can actually if you plan ahead, you can download them and have them offline. Fucking and then the GPS still works. It doesn't need data. It's a different system.
See, I want to go through this, but we also only have 10 more minutes left in this show.
That's also true. But if she doesn't really care about phones and new technology, what would be the argument for getting her
any of the cool? Because the screen's better so the XR has the LCD screen, I believe, because that's like the one that comes in colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the iPhone C.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's the lower end version, but the thing is, from what I'm reading, all the processors are the same. So they're just as fast as each other. Mm-hmm. They all have the latest A12 Bionic processor, which sounds really fucking cool. Because I like to think that you put it in your body,
That's a really good sound.
The only difference, I guess, impressive. The XR might lack the telephoto. Doesn't have the dual camera in the front.
How often does D take
selfies? She doesn't care. No one cares. And honestly, nobody gives a shit about the blurry background anymore anyway, so it doesn't matter. Like, that technology was cool. It's overdone now. Nobody cares. You can just go into Photoshop and blur out everything. It'll look exactly the same. True tone, wide color displays. I don't know, man. You know, it's funny because I'm going to do all this research and I'm going to become I'm going to know everything about it and she's just going to get an 8.
Yeah.
She's just going to get an 8. Yeah. The $400 or $500 8, and that's all it's going to happen.
So you didn't do the plan where you could upgrade the next year?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
But you have no interest in
the way the plan is you can upgrade every year or every 2 years. Like after the first year, you can upgrade whenever you want.
Right.
I like to pay the phone off and get another year out of it. So I'm going to do every 2 years probably. Okay. She's on her third year. She's got an iPhone 6S or some shit like that. It's old as
fuck.
Your
old phone you had for like 4 years or something.
I kept that thing.
You had like your little baby phone.
You put two new batteries in it.
How dare you, Oath? I got a lot. I like to get my money's worth, man. I don't like
to. Yeah, so you'd pull it out and be like, because it was so small.
As you read at the car wash.
I put them on. What is it? I love doing these things. I'm an old man. Who cares? How dare you both?
Which is, it just goes against normal Nick protocol, which is wanting to spend more money
on stuff.
On things.
I want her to get the XS Max, though, because she's got the screen so good. It's this. It's the OLED screen, and it's huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's so cool. But I can't fathom getting it, because this is as big of a phone as I want to get. I put my phone in my back pocket, and this is barely, like, breaching the back pocket space.
Which offends me, if I'm being honest, that you put it in your back, because you sit on it.
Yeah. It's durable. I have a leather case.
But you shouldn't. It's durable. They're so large, they have the whole bending thing.
Not these ones.
No, all of them do.
These ones
are the right size. All phones that are over 5 inches have the bending thing. The thing about this is
when I sit on it, it sticks out straight. So as I sit on it, it's not so long that it has to curve. It's just the perfect size. Whereas the pluses, those things are like they stick out an extra 4 feet and they go deeper in your pocket.
4 feet.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So they're just too big. Could you imagine if that were all screen? That's gonna be so cool.
Sorry, I have stuff on my screen and I don't want to show it.
That's awesome.
It's a significant difference.
Significant. Why is there a fly in here?
Do you have the door open? Did you have the door open?
No, the door's closed.
All right. Weird.
The door's closed.
Let's see. Okay.
I don't know.
Who the hell knows,
I
man?
Do like that whatever decision or like conclusion you come to for advice, Dee's just going to do whatever she wants.
She's just going to do whatever she wants. I want her to get the OLED screen because I think it's better for her eyes. Because she already has to wear glasses. So I'm like, why don't we like get you at least the OLED? But she's like, I don't fucking care. I'm not going to know the difference. And honestly, if you had LCD screen versus OLED, like you wouldn't know until you compared them anyway. So I have a feeling that she's just going to cheap out and get like whatever the cheapest version of the newest iPhone is.
Yeah.
Which looks like it's the XR at a 68. She'll probably get the XR 64 gigabytes, $749. That's probably going to be the one she gets. It's fine. She'll get a pretty rose color or whatever. Call it a day. I got to be fast though, babe. When I buy new stuff, it's got to be top of the line.
I know.
How quickly do you think Tim's going to get the big dog?
Oh, I think he already got it.
Did he
hit me up yesterday. What was the sprint pin? I need to log in so I can try to get this pre-order.
Well, I don't think pre-orders are good until October.
I think it's the 21st and they come out the 27th or 28th.
Oh, October, sure? Right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something like the 19th of October is when pre-sales or pre-orders go.
Well,
but
it seems like he's already getting ready. So I would imagine that he would
be ready
that as soon as possible. That fly there, fucking
it's just
loves
attacking
you.
Me. Yeah. It's just egregious.
He's giving you little kisses.
Yeah, that's but he, not by great. Kisses, he's spitting. He's
who
spitting.
Who knows what they're spitting on you?
Acid all over my face. Cool, Greg. We'll save this story for the next for tomorrow. Why don't we go ahead and read the remainder of the tips right now, Joe? There are none, so we're gonna. Oh no, Patrick Sutherland said, gave us $5. Said birthday tax. Love you guys. Thank you for the years of entertainment. Probably Oliver said, so bummed it can't be with. No, we already read that one. Cool. That's it for that. Joe,
Why
don't you take us into PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO?
I would love nothing more than to scroll on down to PS I Love This Best Friend. If you see someone doing something cool in the community, you're just like going at it.
This fly's attacking me, man. It wants me.
It does. If you see someone doing something cool in the community, you can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate them so we can give them a shout out on the show. It's cool when we have people that do this because we like to shout it out when people are doing cool things for each other, just like Jeremy Barrett did with the whole Duval crew.
Yep.
Which I might need help from Cool Greg on this one.
Duval?
Thank you. After meeting each other at Kinda Funny Live 3 and some at Kinda Funny Prom, our little group of best friends are some of the most supportive, kind-hearted, and amazing people that I've ever had the pleasure to meet. If you get this dead fly in my coffee,
I'm
going to
be
so
upset. Well,
I don't
know where it is. You might want to look in your coffee.
I am officially
not drinking that
anymore.
Yeah. I think I'm the champion.
These motherfuckers are ride or die till the end, and I can't thank them enough for it. To Brendan, Tyler, Zach, Jacob, Alex, Colin, Chase, and Seth, and oh, can't forget Cool Greg, too. I love you guys. And I'm going to need a Duval from you, Cool Greg.
Duval!
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was great, Joe.
Thank you.
Now it's giveaway time. Why don't you continue?
It's behind you.
Why don't you continue and tell people how they can win the giveaway?
You can win the giveaway 4 different ways. You could be entered 4 times every day to win this giveaway.
God, that hurt my arm.
Number one, you could be watching right now. Kinda Funny, twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. Mm-hmm. Watch live with us. Be in the chat, just like all the people in the chat right now, like Ant-Man0208 hanging out, using those emotes. You could be a Twitch subscriber. Say that you have things to do at 11 a.m. Pacific time every day. You could be a Twitch subscriber and be automatically entered. If you have Amazon Prime, you also have Twitch Prime, which you can link your two accounts together, get a free monthly subscription that you could use to be in that subscriber pool. You get cool emails. You get chat time with us. You get a whole bunch of cool stuff. Twitch Prime also gives you like skins and a bunch of different access to games. It's all very cool. You should look into it if you have Amazon Prime. The third way is if you are a $2 or above subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And the fourth way is if you're a $2 or above subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're a $2 patron or a $1 patron on Kind of Funny Games right now, today at 3 o'clock p.m., the pre-show for Gamescast is going to be a reacts to the Nintendo Direct that we're not putting up live anywhere else with a mystery cast of people. We're trying to figure out who it's going to be
right
now.
It's probably going to be Jared and Andrea. It might be
me and Kevin and Jared which we're very excited about.
That's fun.
It could be some of the games cast.
I'll tell you what, when Scott Porter was here,
yes,
we did a phenomenal pre-show with him.
Oh, it's so
phenomenal
good.
Phenomenal pre-show. Mm-hmm. He was my fave.
He was another one that just like gelled really
he
well
just
with
does
everyone.
Well, yeah. He's pure really shenanigans.
And he has all the cool
if you
shoes.
Want to watch him on the morning show, he was on the morning show 2 days ago. He was phenomenal. Blair was great yesterday as well. We had some great guests.
I know. It's been fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are all the ways that you can win and all the extra perk things you can get.
Fantastic. We're giving away two games today. Why is that, you ask, ladies and gentlemen? Well, because we've got two amazing sponsors. Loot Crate being the first, of course. Loot Crate. We're happy that Loot Crate is sponsoring the Kind of Funny Morning Show today. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Crate curates, designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. The original and most popular Loot Crate is curated collection of items from the best pop culture franchises. The September Crate has four incredible franchises, including Marvel's Venom, Alien, Predator, and X-Files. There's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate, and this is a $50 value into each crate for less than $20 a month. You can't lose. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. This crate will sell out. You only have until Wednesday, September 19th, which is right around the corner, at 6 p.m. to guarantee your order, or this crate will be gone forever. Get the best surprises, each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Here you go. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 15% off of your subscription. I'm up against the wall. Sponsor for the morning show today. We're very happy to have Hims, a wellness brand for men. Here is what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. The thing is, when you start to notice the hair is going, it might be too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So here's what you got to do. We got science now. Back in the day, before we had science, you just went bald.
Yeah.
You're like, you just got to deal with it.
You
got to deal with it. Now you've got the option. We've got the solution. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. For men, it's fine. A one-stop shop. I want to read all of these. This is Christopher Walken. You to know Hims, though. I choose not to because I respect the brand. And I respect the game. Right now, thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. This is very easy. No waiting rooms. No awkward in-person doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. Products are shipped directly to your door. And I like the packaging. I'll say that right now. They're minimalists over at the Hims, and I love that. Of course, I've talked about this process. I went through this process. It's very easy. You go to 4hims.com. You fill out a questionnaire. A real doctor sees it, and he prescribes a treatment plan for you that he or she thinks is best. Comes in the mail. It's ready to rock and roll. If it includes the vitamins, if you choose to get the vitamins, they're yummy. And I look forward to eating them every morning. And I currently have some coming to me. Very excited about that. Andy,
how sad are you that Andy took his?
Started hiding them. Mm-hmm. That's my fault for saying on camera that I steal his vitamins.
Yeah.
That's the problem. My listeners, right now, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today while supplies last. See websites for details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/morningshow. That's F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/morningshow. 4hims.com/morningshow. Joe?
Yeah.
Tell the people what they've won.
Can I get a drum roll? Thank you. I like the dual drum roll. That's fun. Daniel Bolins from KFG Patreon won 1979 Revolution Black Friday on PS4.
Yesterday.
Did I make you late? You guys went to like 2 o'clock yesterday.
You guys had a long show.
Y'all did a long show yesterday, and I was.
We were talking about some serious shit.
I was trying.
Okay?
Yeah. I walked in. You were talking about what Gary Whitta was wearing.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's fair.
And Jed Strax from Twitch won Pixel Ripped 1989. A lot of year-centric games happening. Yeah,
well, you chose them.
I know.
We're at the end. We're talking to the chat.
Lovely.
Now. Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Thanks, friends.
I got stuff to do. I got to sign headshots all day.
Yeah.
We had a great time yesterday. Here's what we did yesterday. I sat down and I'm like, I don't want to do this by myself. So Kevin laid on the couch mm-hmm. with all of the envelopes on his belly. Mm-hmm. And as I needed them, he rifled through them, handed them to Joe. Joe put the photos in there. Mm-hmm. And then I continued to sign.
Yeah.
It was a great end of the day.
You had like a little sweatshop going.
Yeah. It was not a sweatshop. Hey, we don't,
I was very comfortable.
Kevin, were you sweating? I was not sweating.
To be fair, yes, I was sweating.
But you're always sweating.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of my thing. Joey, don't look at me fair. Judging me
it
like
was
that.
Because there was the fly.
Oh, okay, sure.
Like
yeah,
it was—it's just so relaxing.
It is.
It's so lovely. Y'all came back. I was like, I'm actually enjoying everyone's company today. I'm
got
not
here,
riled up.
I got here at 9 a.m. There was no one here for an hour and a half.
That's because you like to be just surrounded by people.
That I mean, I don't know
why
if that's
were you
true.
At 9?
It's just I had a call with Dell.
Oh, got it.
Working stuff.
Now
out.
The fly's on to you.
I don't like this fly.
I don't either.
Do we have a fly swatter?
No.
Maybe an electrical one.
Sure Man Cool in the chat says, I like how Andrea straight blamed Nick.
Guns with the salt.
Oh, yeah, but I'd be afraid to shoot that towards the screen.
It's just salt.
I love this screen.
What does this salt kill flies?
It's a gun and it shoots table salt and it hits, it like kind of sprays like a shotgun and it hits.
The fly.
And stuns them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So it's basically like a rock salt shotgun mm-hmm. load?
Yes.
That's but for. For flies.
Yeah.
I feel like that is an unnecessary amount of force that you're using against a small. That thing's slow moving.
Say
kill that thing
the word and I'll get it.
Okay, yeah. Let's get one. Let's get three.
Yeah. I'm sure my
let's get a couple
one.
For Tim. You know when he's not talking to us and we want to bother him, we'll just shoot him with
yes.
the thing. We're like, please
yes.
pay attention to us, Tim. Man, he hates us so much.
He does.
He doesn't
but he
like
only,
it.
But he only hates us when we try and touch him. Not in a weird way.
No,
well,
he's come around to it.
He still doesn't like it.
What Tim is like... When it comes to the touching thing,
uh-huh.
he's like an adopted dog, like one of the dogs that you save.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite sure what happened to him in the past,
yeah.
but he doesn't like to be touched, but you have to touch him for his own good.
Yeah, like we have to condition you that this
yeah,
is an okay
it's okay,
way
to be touched, because if not, he lives an affectionless, touchless life.
Yeah.
And just sleeps all day, and then opens
this
up his mouth and
like
wants
Tim.
Food. Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. I know people's psychology.
This is true.
And that's what it is. Nick. Are you planning on seeing any movies this weekend? How excited are you? Were you when the 1954 Godzilla came out in theaters? All right, you can try harder than that, Batman.
Are
I expect
you seeing
more
any
from
movies?
You. I might see The Predator this weekend.
Yeah, I might go see either Searching.
Yeah.
Or A Simple Favor. With Anna Kendrick.
I'm not into
Blair,
A Simple Favor.
Blake Lively.
Searching is supposed to be really good.
Oh, and I'm also seeing Mamma Mia 2
again
on Sunday at the Castro Theater. It's a sing along. It's
my God,
very
you're
exciting.
Have a great time
and I have tickets to Grease 2 next Tuesday.
Lakers said 2432 said I will watch White Boy Rick. That movie looks great. Have you seen it?
Which one?
White Boy Rick.
Mm-mm.
It's I forget the director's name, but it's Matthew McConaughey and I think an up and coming younger actor about the youngest like drug lord in the in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
A kid named Rick who was like in his teens when he became a drug czar in Detroit. Awesome. I want to see Mandy this weekend. It looks so good. Says Forgotten Hell. Searching was really good. Says DJ Munch Munch. Let's see. Underpaid Drummer says, Joey, what do you think about the breakup with Vince Vaughn? Best rom-com? That thing is fucking...
I've never seen it.
It's brutal.
I don't know. It's one of those ones where I don't know why I've never seen it, but I just haven't.
I think I watched it, like half of it. I was like, this is really depressing.
Mm.
All right, let's go into subscriber mode because okay. I need some food.
Mm-mm-mm. Mrs. Dollar Beal says, Joey, what brand of pink hair color do you use? I don't know what brand my stylist uses, but I use a color depositing conditioner by the brand Ion that you can get at Sally's, which is what keeps it looking so fresh and so clean when I don't
so fresh and
get
so
my
clean.
Hair dyed as often as I should.
Neither do I. Coca-Tap 1986 says, Nick, have you ever watched Hackers 2 Operation Takedown? I did not know there was a sequel to Hackers.
Oh.
How did I not know this?
Dollar Beals said, are either of you excited for the new Netflix series coming, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which I put on the docket for tomorrow because somebody tweeted it at us in the middle of the show. Mm-hmm. It has the little girl from Mad Men, the daughter. I don't remember what her name is.
Oh, she's great.
So she's going to be Sabrina, and it looks like a super dark, like, retelling of it. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
But I need also... We're going to watch it tomorrow.
We're going to watch that trailer?
Yeah. I put it on the docket. And I need Cool Greg to talk about it, too.
And it's coming to Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This looks dope.
Mad Chem JSD said, Joey, what do you want in the Nintendo Direct today? Give me Animal Crossing, which I know we're not going to get today, but I want Animal Crossing. I'm always going to say Animal Crossing.
Let's see. Apartment 4893 says, I saw a white boy work at TIFF, but does not want to tell us if it's good or bad. Just wanted to let everyone know that he's better than us because he went to the Toronto International Film Festival. Good for you.
That's fun.
Apartment 4893. Great for you. Hey, Nick, just an update on the iPhone release dates. The XS and XS Max pre-orders are on 9/14. Release on 9/22, and the XR is the one coming out in October. Got it. Okay, so you can pre-order the phones, right? The phones that people want now, and then I guess the cheaper one's coming in October. Whoop. Are they still selling a 10, though? They still have to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But those are just, like, widely available.
Yeah, I might just have my wife get a 10. I think she should get a 10.
You used to be twinsies?
Why not? It's fine.
I like that.
Joey, verdict on Nick Nora's Infinite Playlist asks Get Buckets.
I think it's fine. I don't love it. I've only seen it like maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And it.
I like that Kat Denning.
I do like her too.
I like that Michael Cera.
Yeah. Michael Cera, I go back and forth on.
I like him
sometimes.
Because
he pretty much only ever plays the same character.
No, he played a really fucked up character in that Molly's Game thing.
Well, yeah. Now, like that era of Michael Cera played the same character.
Yeah.
Molly's Game, if you have not seen it, top three in my movies of last
Biggest
year.
Biggest disappointment of that movie. Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba never made out.
I know.
Disappointing.
They had really great chemistry.
Great. Oh, my God, yeah. I would watch those two make out all day. All right, Joe. We're getting long in the tooth, and I feel the ghost of Andrew and Renee haunting these hallowed halls right now. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us for the morning show. My name is Nick. This is Joey. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment in the comments below. Subscribe to this and go back and watch the last 2 days' episodes because the views on that, for some reason, are very, very low, and the guests were phenomenal. We had Blair Herder, formerly of X-Play, formerly of MTV, formerly of... No, those are the two things. And then we have Scott Porter, of course, Friday Night Lights, and Speed
Heart
Racer.
Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie.
If you haven't watched that, you should.
He's phenomenal.
Great.
Go back and watch those two. Love you very much. Stay tuned for Andrea Renee, and I assume Jared Petty, because we saw him earlier, unless I'm hallucinating. Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh, coming they're both up here.
On Kind of Funny Games Daily in about 5 minutes. I love you. Cool, Greg. Cut the feed.